The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a two-year-old and another on the way.
My name is Gavin, I have a one-and-a-half-year-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have a six-year-old and a four-year-old.
Yeah, at the park today, I was almost hoping someone to ask me his age, because he's now like officially two. How old are you? Really? Two. Just one, two. Bam. It's a solid number. We're out.
You only have a short window for that, and then you got to start being like in a bit.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Everything. He's two and a bit.
Two and a bit, two and a half, almost three. Three. 16 and a half, 16 and a quarter. However far we go.
By 16, you're like, he's like, you know, T-minus 2 years to departure.
Kitchen just has this like countdown clock like every single day. Like, hey, Dad, only be 17 then. Oops, well, I bought the clock. I can't return it, so.
Clock says no, buddy. You gotta go.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, son, I don't think the clock is wrong.
Yeah.
It's pretty official. Gents, how was your week in fatherhood and gaming?
Mine was good. Fatherhood was solid. It was a good week with the little one. She's cutting a couple new teeth, so a little bit of fussy here and there, but we're able to sort of deal with it quite well. She's starting to develop more words now, which is great. But it's also like, it's kind of weird because it's like she's starting to communicate things more verbally. And this week she has fallen in love with Moana. We put that movie on to have in the background for a bit, and now she just loves it. And it's specifically Moana because we put on Frozen today, and then she just kept saying, Moana, Moana, Moana. Yeah. And it's like, okay, you want Moana. All right. So she's doing well, you know, cutting teeth, learning words, running around, being a kid. All in all, having some good times with her. And this month coming up, things are going to kind of be quieting down a little bit work-wise, so I'm going to be able to get a few more days a week just, you know, hanging out with the family, which would be good. It coincided well with the summer, just like a quiet part in my scheduling. So it's like I'm just seizing the day kind of thing. It's like, okay, I got it. I'll do it. And then as far as gaming goes, I've been working my way through, I've been playing at the same time, like simultaneously, I've been working my way through Darksiders, the original, and God of War 3. And I keep going back to Darksiders because
really?
Darksiders is really good. It is really good. I picked it up on Steam for like $5 or something a few years ago. It's just one of those games that's been sitting in the back of my library for a while. And I decided last week or so to be like, hey, I'll give it a shot. I'll install it, see what it's like. And I'm really digging it. Like, it's really, really just this fun power trip, just pure aggression. But it also has a certain aesthetic charm to it as well. Like, everything's very exaggerated. It just oozes with style all the time. And, I've been really digging it. Like, it's not exactly a spring chicken by any means. This game's been around a while, but it's holding up well. On the PC, I'm able to get it, like, to full 1080p, and it's running beautifully just because, like, I'm running a 1080p game from, you know, a long way back. So, yeah, it's I've been really enjoying it. Everything about it has been satisfying. Like, the enemies and the strategies you have to use and the puzzles you have to solve. I highly recommend it. Anybody who sort of likes a Metroidvania combined with sort of a third-person combat mechanic, action-y sort of deal, I highly recommend it. It's really fun. The rhythm and the combat is great. It just feels good to smash things and swing the giant, ridiculously cartoonish big weapons around.
Those are two very aggressive games.
Two very aggressive games. Antidote to dad rage, I suppose. I've been playing like God of War. I played the other two. I enjoyed them on the PS2, but I never got a chance to play the third one, so I'm like, I'll give it a shot. And I don't know. I think also too, like before these games, I was playing No Man's Sky, and I was just kind of like, okay, I need some catharsis. I need something.
That's a nice smashy time. Enough calm zen time to like murder some demons.
Meditation's over now. time to get to work. And so yeah, playing those, and I got my eyes on a few other games that I'd like to check out. I'm actually contemplating upgrading my PC, because it's been nice to be doing some PC gaming again, and I think, you know, chucking a new video card, see where it takes me. You know, at least a card upgrade that will get me to on par with what the current like console generations are pushing. That way I can sort of experience, I have an additional option. Like I say, I can get it for the PlayStation or I can get it for the PC. Or right now, some of the newer ones, mine's just on the cusp of being able to run it. It's like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to take that chance and have it not really gel well with my card. And then, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like the PS4 where you just put the disc in or you just download it and go. So yeah, get my PC a little bit more muscle and give me a little bit more. It also allows me a little bit more gaming time too, because if, you know, my wife is watching something I don't care to partake in, I can sit at the PC and we're still like in the same room and within earshot to have a conversation, but I can putter away on one thing, she can do the other. I could get a Switch, but upgrade yeah. video card and my Steam library will easily accommodate it. So yeah, that's about it.
I get it. Witcher 3 4K. I get it.
I'm yeah.
I know.
I want to do Witcher's on my wish list. I'm
there you go.
There's a sale recently. It was like 40% off. Like it keeps plummeting. Which
oh yeah.
I think it just depends on like you have to decide at the beginning of the year. Okay, this is the year I'll lose to this game for $20. Yeah, like we saw the Jeff saga.
There's some good things coming down the pipe, and it's like, ooh, do I commit to Witcher? You know, or like in your case, there, Trevor, it's like, do you have time to get Witcher in before the storm?
Yeah. No, I do not.
That's a solid no.
That's a baby-friendly game, right? I'll just have the new totally. Wii one up on my neck and just sit there and play sure. Witcher.
Get to explain unicorns to her and everything. It's great.
Yeah.
Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's quite a scene.
That scene made the internet, so yeah. I think anyone who's ever even heard of Witcher. That's the type of scene that definitely makes one of the news. Like,
she's like, you're just getting that game because you want to. I'm like, no, that's not why.
That's not it.
It's totally why.
It's just the one scene that you know your wife walks in on. You're like, oh, come on.
I've been playing this for 40 hours. Come on.
Harry on the cake. It's still cake. You know, like there's still cake there. Yes, there's a cherry on it, but there's still cake.
There's cake.
Yeah. I'm getting disapproving from within the room. So
watch the next scene. Oh, come on. It's another one.
Yeah. I swear there's a griffin somewhere. Don't worry about it.
I guarantee you, like, anytime she walks in on me playing, it's always going to be one of those scenes, too. It's never going to be, like, me just, like, you know, playing cards in a tavern or slaying a monster or just, like, managing my inventory. I guarantee you every single time she's like, what you playing? And it's like, ah.
No,
it's not what you think. It's happy to you.
Oh, the Jeff yourself. How was your week?
Pretty good in terms of parenting. Summer is almost upon us, so we were doing some slug catching, catch some slugs. The boys went out in the backyard, found them all. It was pretty gross. It was awesome.
Catch them all.
So different from Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. They were very fast.
The battles are a little bit slower, but sorry.
That's what I told them. You can have a slug race. They didn't buy it. So they went around trying to feed them with other leaves. I'm pretty sure they suffocated them somewhere.
Yeah. Feeding them with like salty potato chips.
Here you go. So we did a lot of stuff outside this weekend and this week. My oldest went back to skateboard, so he's got the hang of that pretty well. So it's kind of cool to see. And my youngest is up on a bike almost, so he'll get his kind of training wheels going and see if those come off this summer. That's the goal, so that they can both be like self-sufficient that way. So that'd be nice.
You can do what my parents did, just skip the training wheels and push me down a grass.
Just push you down, It's really close to... Pretty sure Canadian Tire sells like one of those big hooks that you just kind of hook on the back, and that's just for leverage for you to shove them. There you go. Learn. It's great. In terms of gaming, not too much. Still on Chrono Trigger on iOS. I'm somehow, for some reason, addicted to it. I don't know if it's the old nostalgia talking, the pixel art, or just the ease of use. Like I can just pick it up anywhere. So I've been rocking that for a while. And then Horizon Zero Dawn, I'm still on. I got to finish that before it gets ruined. There's too many spoilers on the internet. And I always click on like, oh, here's cool Horizon Dawn behind the scenes things. I'm like, why'd I click that? I shouldn't have done that.
So but, 2016 was Witcher and 2017.
Yeah, this should be a lot shorter, but it's just VR came into my life and distracted me. And
yeah, so, that brief love affair and just took you away from your responsibilities to go hunt robot dinosaurs.
No. So, but that was about it. That was it for me. But you, Trev?
And that's the, pretty straightforward week. I think, again, we've been reaping the benefits of his scheduling. So he's thankfully still on good sleep. Doesn't need a damn thing, but he at least goes to bed on time. And with, you every day, like you kind of just expect it to end, like where it's like, okay, now he's going to just like flip like, and not be able to do it. And I don't know what it is about some people and babies. We had a...
I know what it is about some people.
This is going.
I know.
It's some people and babies.
That's the deal with some people and babies. So it's like thinking of a lousy Jerry Seinfeld. No. So he's not overly shy, but he does take some getting warm to people. And my folks had come by, and he wasn't. It's kind of almost sad how uninterested he was in my mom. So his grandma. They definitely had some good time, which was wonderful, and they'll get closer. But friends of ours came over later that evening, and for the girl that was with him, like he just immediately, like he walked out to greet them at the door and asked for her hand. And for the rest of the evening, it was just inseparable. Like it was unbelievable how close he was for. Like, and it just seems like there's been a few people that you notice where all of a sudden they just have this knack with kids. Like kids just want, it's like, oh, you're great. Perfect. There's just no barriers. And even it's a shy kid or anything else. And like, we've had a few people come through. I don't know if either of you guys have had that experience where it generally standoffish and all of a sudden, but this person,
yeah,
they're just like all gung-ho. It's perfect.
I have a confession to make. I think I might be that person. Because when I take my daughter to the play center for this like sort of like music gym class thing where they just, you know, shake maracas and run around and have fun, like all the other kids there just all sort of gravitate towards me, and I don't know why, but it's just, yeah, it's weird, and it seems to be escalating like more and more. Before it was like
it's
one or two
words.
Yeah, one or two kids would come over, but it was like, you know, I was like, oh, you look a lot like their dad. And it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense then. You know, they're confused. But now it's just like, there was this one little baby, and she was like, I barely seen her do much of anything for weeks. And then like last week, she's like running over and playing peekaboo and stuff. And I'm just like, whoa, just like came out of your shell at like Mach 7. This is insane. and then all the other kids too, like, I actually had last week, I had kids jockeying for my attention. Like one would queue up and then like want my attention. And then another kid would like butt in front of them. Like, no, I want your attention. I'm like, easy guys.
Start charging.
Like, yeah.
Queue up one at a time. I'm not that interesting.
$5 for a go around. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. But so yeah, no, I can relate. It's weird. Like there's sort of like, it's like those people who are like great with dogs, and it doesn't matter where they go or what dog. It could be like the nastiest dog ever, and they just enter the room, and the dog's on the back, just like wagging his tail, like rub my belly. It's like bit the last five people, and now you're rolling around like rub my belly. What's going on with this person? It's like some weird pheromone or something. So that was, I can relate to that.
No, so that was great, but yeah, I'm right on the same boat as you there, Gavin. We're just all of a sudden, there's a lot more words coming out, and like connects a few. Like he's. It surprises sometimes. Just like he's like, oh, that's an apple. I'm like, apple? Like, yeah. never heard that before. Yeah. They just keep new ones keep showing up out of nowhere. That like especially when I haven't particularly been trying to teach that one or. So the only
and there's ones too that are close but not quite close. So you just disregarded it as babble, but then you realize like, no, that's connected to something. Like that's actually they mean that as a word. They're just missing a couple letters in the word and form something else. But then you're like, oh, you're actually making sense now. I was just like, yeah, you're just making sounds. And it's like, no, they're making noises. And
oh, you don't know what you're talking about, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. <Like,
laughs> the thing that's kind of sad is like we've sometimes you'll say something in Spanish, so like queso for cheese, and then he'll
queso like so dip. Oh my god, that sounds good right now. Anyway, continue.
Then he switches it to the English. So like in some ways English is starting to take over. So you'll be cool. Quiero queso or quieres queso? Do you want cheese? And he's like, cheese. Like, no, say the Spanish. Like, don't lose the Spanish. Because believe me, when you get this old, it is actually impossible to possibly learn a new language, as far as I've seen. But so great otherwise. So the words and friends and everything else. Gaming, not a damn thing. Not nothing to be seen. Didn't touch the stuff. Like, so, just incredibly busy otherwise, and we have guests otherwise that kind of prevent some access to some of the systems. But so just nothing to speak of there. But you know where there is a lot of games? E3.
Good transition. Look at that.
Pretty smooth.
Wow.
Buttery.
That was good. That was good.
So look at all these games I'll never get to play.
Yeah. It's a showcase of them. Yay.
One each better than the last, none of which I'll touch. But yeah, E3 is upon us. So this is going to be the big show. I mean, it's kind of curious to see kind of the fading relevance of it. And yet every year it still seems to draw like so much attention. I don't know if like the fading relevance is more of the conversation online, where pundits are trying to state that, but ultimately like it's still a really huge deal. But yeah, like here it is. Like so the thought was for Table Around for the Dads was a prediction for E3, something that will come out, and a hope or a wish for something we'll see during E3. So Jeff, why don't we start with you? What is a prediction and what is a wish?
Okay, E3 prediction. 2017, an easy one. Scorpio revealed with the name, launch date, price. And we'll see where the price lands, but I'm thinking it's like they've got to go $449 around that area, US.
Nah, that low?
US. So that's like 600 Canadian.
Oh, okay. US, right?
Right. So like
that's sweet like, currency. Yeah, okay.
No way. But they have to compete, right? Like so PS4 Pro's out there, people are kind of They're second place right now, so they need to gain those users back. So I'm thinking they'll have, hopefully the name's not too crazy. I think
you think they'll change it from Scorpio? Like it
yeah, they will. I'm sure they will. But we'll see. Prediction, they changed the name from Scorpio.
They had a weird nickname for Xbox One before it got announced. Like it had a weird code name or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I don't know, like Amadeus or something.
They love like code name, not code name kind of things.
Though I don't know, the recognition is there. It'd be kind of cool to keep it and go a different route instead of Xbox One Elite or Pro or something.
Or Xbox 2 would be silly, or like Xbox 362.
It'll be something above Pro, right? If they do the Pro thing, it'll be like Elite or Platinum or something.
But like Xbox One Platinum?
Caliber. Xbox Infinity.
Excalibur. Oh.
Excalibur. Boom! Made fun of for
their listening. If it's that, yeah. I'm going to be sending an invoice to Microsoft.
That's a prediction right there.
God. So that is my prediction. I think that's an easy one. I think it's definitely going to happen. It has to happen. So it'll be revealed, launch date, price, everything. My wish, which won't happen ever, is the FF7, the Final Fantasy VII remake, is at least the first episode by the end of this year. It won't happen. There's no way that'll happen. So
yeah, but there's been footage of it already, like no, the fight
it's
system.
It's all fake. It was on a PC. It was a built skit. They just hired development and brought it in-house. Just did that. Because Nomura is a Looney Tune. You can't get anything done. Anyway. They won't get it done. That's my wish, though, that it has at least, because they're doing an episodic release of it. As at least I think that's still the plan.
Now, would you buy the episode, though? Like, you didn't. Doesn't it just burn you? Like, the thought that, like, you're gonna play through it, and like, and the worst, you know the story, so you know, yeah, how much further you have to go.
I know, but you know, it's childhood calling me at that point. It's like, yeah, you don't want this. You kind of do. And I know I shouldn't buy it because it is just, it's gouging you for something that I've already played a ton of times. I own on practically every system that it's available on. And somehow a remaster of it kind of brought that all back. I was like, oh, okay, let's see what it does.
I don't see it as a gouge. It's like they're responding to market forces in the sense that there's enough of us that would pay for it. It'd be great. The thing that, what kills me is like the episodic in the sense that you can't play through it. And especially for a story that you already know. In a game you've played a bunch of times. Like, yeah, okay, I want to see how they treat it this time, and it'll be fun to go through that story again, but being able to play it in a different way. That sounds interesting. But, like, you're going to stop me. Like, you get as far as the city collapsing, and then you have to wait year for the next... It's just, that's... Something about that is just...
Well, it depends on how they're releasing the episodes, too. Like, if you look at something like Hitman... the new Hitman game was episodic and it did quite well, but they released them at a decent interval. Same as Telltale, like they released at a decent interval. So if you're the type of person who likes to sit and just rip through it, it's just going to require a bit of patience. And luckily too, with a game like that, you already know how it's going to end. So you don't have to worry about spoilers or anything like that. You just sit back and wait.
Maybe.
It's just more
I suppose that
willpower that it takes.
No, you're on point, because I mean, like, from a dad pace, there's no chance you're getting through the first, like, the first episode by the time the second one shows up. I guess that's true.
Yeah, we'll see.
Unless they've streamlined it, and then you're screwed. And I'm like, well, now I gotta wait for 8 months.
Neat. Oh, crap. Yeah, that's my wish, though. It won't happen, but wish.
Not too shabby. Gavin, yourself, what do you got for a wish and a prediction?
I'll start with a prediction. But it's also kind of based a bit on rumors. All my stuff's based on rumors because I'm just not going to pick something out of the ether. There was one kicking around that Elite Dangerous might be making its way over to consoles. I'm thinking it may very well, and I wouldn't be shocked if it was coming up for PlayStation to take advantage of the VR as well.
I'll stop you there. It's on Xbox currently,
and
it's already been confirmed for PS4.
Oh, well, then there.
You did it. Win. I got it right. That's an easy win.
100%. Boom, see?
The VR thing is, I want that so bad. That would be so amazing. Like, that game especially. Like, the depth that it would represent by far, and I'm talking order of magnitudes, like, by 100 times the deepest experience you could possibly have in VR with PSVR.
Now I'm thinking of something else, though. Because, like, I remember reading about a game that's supposed to come, and it's like it wasn't out yet, and as that, and then I guess it wasn't Elite Dangerous because I wasn't paying attention, and now that I remember, I am totally wrong in my assumptions. So I am going to get back to something that I do know isn't out, because I would have it already. Is there's rumors of a new Wolfenstein coming out, and I will be all over that because I really enjoyed the other one. I like a good forward momentum shooter, like something that's just, you know, I like aggressive games, apparently.
I was about to say, I'm like, just tearing through
a lot of violence there. Yeah.
That's why I'm such a chill, peaceful guy. Get it all out. Just there, done. But yeah, I think this E3 will probably be, like, my prediction in regards to just it and scope. I think this E3 is going to, what we're seeing is a dilution of hype, I guess is a way of saying it. Is a few years back, E3 was like the only real game in town kind of thing in regards to an annual exhibition of things coming out. But now that we have like PAX and stuff going on, there's other events that, and even Comic-Con too has really taken to game industry release notes. We're seeing E3 shouldering less of that burden for the hype. So I think there are some announcements here and there that will be reserved specifically for E3, but I think it's less crucial that they use that as their launching pad, because other ones for developers have proven more successful in regards to just marketing pitch and stuff like that. Because also too, like with E3, it was basically just a room full of people shouting. And then it's like, hey, well, we're going to go over to this other room a few months from now where there's less people shouting, and then maybe we'll be heard. And then that's, I think we're starting to see things leveling out. I'd also like to see some stuff about Red Dead. I'm totally cool with the delay. Like, I'm fine. Yeah. Just make the game, make it good. I'll wait. It's not like I got a lot of, like, I need to play now. I got nothing to do. I got plenty to do, so I'm good. But I'm thinking there might be a bit of, at least I would think, like, from Rockstar's perspective, to kind of counteract the negative hype of the delay, that they would show a more substantial chunk this coming E3, because I think that would be a kind of a nice little, almost like a peace offering. Mm-hmm. To folks, you know, and they probably have enough of
like, what have you been doing demo for the last like 6 years? Like, what have you been doing? There's nothing else from you, so it better be good.
I'm confident they're usually it'll be good. And yeah, there's, you know, a handful of games here and there, but I think for the most part. Yeah, and I'll try to remember what on earth I was thinking of that was rumored to be coming to consoles that was a PC only. But apparently I don't know what I'm talking about. So, Trevor, I'll let you take the floor, because obviously you did your homework.
No, just, well, Elite Dangerous, of course, like, just has a place in my heart. And I'll say, like, so I haven't been able to really touch any games these last weeks, but I keep definitely getting drawn. Like, I really want to play. I uncovered, like, my steering set that I had, or, like, not steering set, a joystick.
Okay.
That I could, yeah, cause I could use
flight controls. Like,
yeah. Well, the one that I have is like, it's got like two, like one is like the stick and the other one's like the kind of like the thrust that you would have for a spacecraft. And I came across that and just thinking like, oh, it'd be nice to like play Elite. But it's especially hard because it's just like it is the vastness of space, and you will throw an hour into it and nothing will come of it.
But sounds good.
Yeah, sounds perfect. But but Gavin, you saying that actually kind of coincides really nicely with what I would be kind of a prediction for myself, in that I think that PlayStation is going to have a killer, like one of an incredibly killer game for the VR headset, where, you know, they had some really big launches with Resident Evil, of course. Farpoint, a recent game that they released, has done incredibly well and been well received. But they had a massive quarter. I think they, in the first, well, that depends on like on your numbers. I think they sold 400,000 new units in the first quarter so far. So which is more than previously. So it continues to do pretty well. So I'm curious about if they, for this one, is going to be that killer game. Like, I don't know I don't think it'd even be Gran Turismo, which I know is the VR title for them.
Oh, right, yeah.
But I wouldn't even count that as a killer, because that's, like, known. Like, everyone just knows that game's going to come out, and fine, it's a driving game. They have, like, two or three of those at this point.
It might be that Dreams one. What about that Dreams? We haven't heard much of that. You know, the Little Big Planet creators?
Yeah.
Those people? Yeah. That might be, like, not a killer one, but that's kind of cool.
It'd certainly be cool. I don't think it's going to be the killer. Now, Elite Dangerous, though, like, if you were able to put on that headset and all, like, the smooth benefits that thing has, and then just have access to that world, nothing at all has that much depth with PSVR. Like, you can do racetracks, like, go around the same circle and everything, but to have something of that many choices and classes and, like, ships and, like, galaxies, like, the gameplay would be so in depth. It would be just an absolute killer, and it's for sure it's coming, right? I guess the game is coming, whether or not it gets VR support. But it would feel to me this would be a real opportune time for them to launch something that is like, this is the killer thing so far for PSVR. So it almost turns into a bit of a wish too, given the fact that I have one of the damn things.
Wolfenstein VR. Oh, my God. Probably hard. You like, got the gun. They just released peripherals. So.
All right. Yeah. Finally, I'll be all set. I think for Wish, I would go for one of two sports titles, and either Gavin, yourself and I talked about this actually. I think it's probably just like swinging back around to it, but it'd be a skateboarding game. Mm-hmm. Something really, really solid to the effect of Skate, like the Skate franchise. So just some really solid, incredible skating game would be fantastic. Would love to see one of those again. And I think it's a great dad game too, where it's just get on, flip around a whole bunch like on a skateboard and like jump out. So it's very sessionable.
Mm-hmm. And, no, I think that would be good. Or even something like another boxing game. Like we haven't seen a boxing.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Where is the boxing games anyway?
You and I are just completely synced this week, Gavin.
That'd be a good VR title, boxing game.
I was thinking about that. I don't know, man. I just like.
What? You just deke. What are you talking about? It's like Super Punch Out. It's the exact same thing.
It feels like a lot of energy.
Lots of energy? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was more thinking about. It's not so much like the actual energy, because so much of boxing, especially. When I was last playing like Final Round or whatever they called it, and so much of it, like when you go far down and to the left and swing around, like I think that stuff would be kind of hard to deal with as far as like, you're sitting in your chair and you're dipping that far, like leaning back, and then also, but you're not controlling your body. Because I think if they had you actually walking back and forth, like there'd be a bunch of camera issues. I'd be on the fence about it from a VR perspective. I'd be really curious to try it.
Yeah, it would be tough too with like how would you do the screen shake when you get hit and not have to be too disorienting.
Because
that feedback.
Yeah, because if he plows you and you're supposed to look like far to the right, but your actual head isn't move. Yeah,
that wouldn't do that. It'd be like a blackout thing, I think. Like you maybe blackout, or maybe they would jolt you enough that you do it automatically. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's so real that like your face naturally
goes warnings.
Or they just hire somebody with like a foam mallet.
Just boom.
Pound you on the head every time.
New peripherals, just like those boxing gloves on a spring from all the cartoons. Yeah. It's on the other side, actually just plows you. Got me thinking Elite Dangerous, especially in VR.
Killer app, Battlefront 2 VR. That would be good. We already tested it.
Because you did the VR, you did Battlefront VR when you had my set, right?
Oh my god, yes.
not to throw you down sad memory lane, but...
No, that was like tried and true. That was amazing. And they used all the engine that they already had, and it was pristine. It was amazing. Make a full game like that.
Yeah, so that would be a killer, right? So like an entire full, deep, fleshed out experience from VR set in the Battlefront universe.
Yeah, like Rogue Squadron redo or something. That would totally get people on board.
That could be an interesting one. See, that'd be pretty good. That's a great one. There's bound to be a bunch of Battlefront 2. Although I've been burned, so I don't know about that.
Well, you buy it for full price, right? So it came out full price, and it was just,
That'll go down as one of the worst.
I love Jeff's just sort of like, well, it's your own fault.
Yeah, it's you kind of did it to yourself.
I know. I should. I don't know what it was. I don't know how I got. The demo was so good. Man, my buddy and I had an amazing time in it. And just
you bet on the wrong horse. Doesn't mean you have to drive to the glue factory. Like, you know, it's...
the problem is like... If it was for a physical disc for a system, I could have at least tried to sell it and get my money back. But because it's digital, you're stuck, man. You're just like, you own this forever.
This is yours.
Enjoy. I think that's the thing too with like going back to Final Fantasy and episodic, and like people having patience. It's having those moments of like, I'm gonna wait a second, I'm gonna see how the dust settles on this before I hop in. Or it's like, I'm going to wait till they all come out, like with Hitman. It's like, I'm just going to get the collection of all the episodes, or like Walking Dead or something. There's something to be said about being rewarded for patience, especially now with how games are coming out without much of a demo. Not a lot of real solid facts in regards to the overall like quality of the experience. Mm-hmm. So people are kind of purchasing more and more blind now. It's like, well, if you wait, you know, there's people out there like Trevor who will buy it for you and test it, and then let you know.
There you go.
And tell you a sad story on the podcast about like everything that went wrong.
Well, really, like you're doing the gaming community a service.
Yeah, exactly. Beta testing it. That's okay.
I'm doing the dad gaming community a service. Yeah. Hey dads, listen, this game ain't, this is not.
But wait, in that game's defense, like I got somebody I know who absolutely loves it and they still play it. You know, so it's, there's some people who really dig it, but then yeah.
It is an amazing, I bought it for like $12 though. So I won't say it's an $80 game, but the graphics in it and the sound design and everything is totally Star Wars. Like they nailed it. Oh, yeah. They just need more depth.
Yeah, I'll give it that. And I swear I almost like feel like now putting it up just to like give it,
just get your
give
it another shot.
I was sitting there like smirching it, but like the that was what I think was the most disappointing is that like they nailed so much of the aesthetic and the feeling, and as you're getting into the menus, yeah, like the design of it was gorgeous, and the, as you mentioned, the graphics were just stellar. Like it was unbelievable what they pulled off, and sound design, even when you're in the game playing it. But then it's just, you know, a lot of it probably comes down to like I'm bad at these games, you know what I mean? And it just and it's a little bit unforgiving, which is fun. That's a great experience for lots of people, but it just meant that like, okay, drop in, walk, dead. Like
yeah.
Okay, like 20 seconds, drop in, what, dead. It's just like, this is not like any of the movies I watched. The hero at least got to walk more than 10 paces before dying.
See, and maybe like later, like another podcast, the mechanic in Battlefront didn't really work for me. Like as you get better, you get more stuff. So the newbies come in and they're immediately dead, right? Like it's, I don't know, you get the better guns, you get the better weapons, shields, bullets, everything. And you're like, no, it should be like almost the reverse.
Yeah.
Just like, you should start with that and somehow.
Or at least like, you know,
cosmetics.
I think that's something that happens with online shooters in general. This might be something to chat about another time, but that idea of like you want someone to feel like they're growing and becoming more powerful, but like you have to sort of match make things properly so that way
better.
You know, there's times where I was playing Call of Duty where it's just I couldn't, like I would go inside and it was full of people with like shotguns, and I go outside and there's helicopters shooting at me from every direction.
Just, yeah,
but I haven't unlocked the shotgun yet and I can't go, and what's going on? And you just sort of feel like
meat.
Yeah, it's like you're just cannon fodder for them. You're just like, you're just to give them XP. That's the only reason you're there. It's just you're there for something to shoot at. So yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe they need to like,
the Jeff, you still there?
I'm still here. What happened?
Waiting on his word.
No.
Go on, Gavin, finish your thought. I'm so curious. And
use new user killed by somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Someone sniped him from afar.
Left us hanging. Episode of content. Come on.
That far back?
No, I'm kidding. No.
Anyways, cannon fodder. Put some bots. Shoot
the bots. Yeah. Something cad, cannon fodder, something great insight, something. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let's let's like write those down for re-review, because I think those are pretty interesting topics, especially for a dad who only has so much time to like get into a game, because like you, that's a hill you can't climb. You don't got time,
you don't have time to make somebody else's target practice.
Like, no,
time is valuable.
You have to show off to your kid too. Like you can't run around and die all the time.
Dad, why does I keep calling you noob? No, it's really
the greatest embarrassment to a dad or like any parent trying to show off to their kids like online multiplayers. If like you're playing and you get match, like the matchmaking sets you up with one of their school friends and they recognize the gamer tag and then you get owned by that kid.
Wow.
That's going to be, man, that'll be definitely one of the...
I could imagine that. It's like the kid goes to school the next day and the other kid's making fun of him. It's like,
I can't
your dad.
It's like, totally oh, don't your dad.
And brush up now.
Oh, you know that's going to be a topic in the future of the show, right? Like, it's like, so I got owned by my son's friend the other day. Yeah. Got a fight with his parents because I kind of threw him out of the house. And Oh, but let's we'll wrap it there. So that was the, let's see, what do we have? We have hope for a boxing game, a skateboarding game, some sort of killer VR. Jeff was hoping for Final Fantasy VII. Sonic. Yeah. We assume they'll of course do all the details for Xbox Scorpio.
Excalibur.
Gavin, it was the
some evidence of my aggression and
Wolfenstein, right?
And stuff that has already happened. So I'm right, satisfied.
Seeing into the past.
Yeah. Stuff already confirmed.
Already confirmed things that I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but you got me all jazzed, because if they announced it, they reconfirm it, but then they also confirm it for VR. That would just be
there you go.
So good. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. This has been newdadgaming.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com. Reach out to us with show ideas, questions, thoughts, anything you'd like to hear from. I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to get the podcast, you can find us on iTunes as well as Google Play and any other podcasting service. As always, we'd like you to subscribe, download, rate, and most importantly, pass along to a friend, notably dads who game. Until that time, my name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and another on the way.
My name is Gavin, and I have a 1.5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
That's good. All right, everybody. Talk soon.
Bye.
See you.